2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show. So it's the 15-minute morning show podcast. Hello.
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 Froggy and Danielle and Gandhi and Straight Nate and Scotty B and Scotty and producer Sam and Dave Brody and Garrett. And there you go. Oh, and all. Where'd my Legos? Oh my God! Where'd my Legos rainbow set go?
Oh no! Do the dogs have it? Have they made off with it?
Yeah, I think they have.
Ooh, can you send me another step one? On them.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, they're gonna poop rainbows.
You can step on them when you're barefoot and feel like a parent.
Oh God!
Yes. No, yeah, exactly. Oh,
that is
gosh.
The worst feeling. You know, cool. I've heard all these years about what it's like to step on a Lego, and it's the most God feeling, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. The words that come out of your mouth, you've never even spoken those words before.
I stepped on one over the weekend. And we don't even own Legos. I mean, the Legos, these rainbow Legos are still sealed. I don't even know where this, it was a red Lego. I don't even know where it came from.
Oh, geez.
How is it you don't have kids in your life, you don't have kids in your house, ever. I don't even let parents of young kids come into my house. And I find one red Lego on the floor. It doesn't make sense to me.
I don't know. It's horrible. And then the worst part is the amount of pain that it causes versus the mark it leaves. It makes you feel like you're a fool because it never draws blood. It doesn't even really leave that much of an indent. It just attacks and vanishes. But screw those Legos.
It does train you, though, for later on, because my dog leaves her bones around, and they're almost like pointed like a shank. So I stepped on it the other day. I didn't feel anything because I've been stepping on Legos now for my entire career at this point.
Oh, my God.
By the way, I don't think it's Legos. I think Lego is just the plural as well. I don't think they say
Legos.
I think
we're thinking of Ego versus... Okay. Lego
my Ego.
Danielle's technically right. The company came out and said that, but this is America. We're going to say Legos. So don't comment down
below.
But
if it's the company and they made the product, then we probably should go with
what they
want. But if you're talking about, if you're talking about the set, it's a Lego set, right? But if you're talking about multiple pieces on the floor, it would be Legos, right?
Not according to the Swedish company.
Yeah, not according to them.
It would still be, I stepped on Lego.
So Lego is plural and singular.
A bunch of Lego.
Hey, this is very disturbing. How many of you got this photo from Froggy yesterday? The snake eating the frog.
Oh,
I got that.
I got a FaceTime call to watch it actually happen.
Oh, God, you watched it live?
Yeah, he called me. He was like, I thought this would be something you like. Hold on.
It is.
And I can hear the dogs going crazy outside. He walks outside, zooms in on it, and I was like, ooh, you're right. I totally want to watch that. Leave your camera there for a minute.
Donnie likes that National Geographic type shit. I didn't like it. I thought it was weird, but I'm like, somebody would like this, will appreciate it. So I watched it for a little while, but every time the little frog's legs would like, I would turn around and go the other way. I couldn't handle it.
Frog. Okay. That part's bad.
I hate snakes. I detest snakes. I don't care if they're little garden snakes or they're big boa constrictors or they're whatever. I don't like snakes. I don't want them. I don't want them near me. I don't want them not near me. I don't want them anywhere.
Well, the best is, Gandhi's boyfriend Brandon texts me. He says, I would cut that MF-er's head right off. And I said, Gandhi would not approve of that move.
No.
He says, the only good snake is a dead snake. And that frog would agree with me. And you know what? He's right.
Yes.
I think he and the frog are on the same page.
Yeah.
He hates snakes just like you do, Elvis. We realized that was potentially the breaking point in our relationship because, you know, I'll take any critter. I would like any of them. He said, you bring a snake into the house, you and that snake are going to have to find a new place to live.
So,
right.
Uh-oh. Yep.
Turn off your microphone just for a second. I think this is Scotty's studio. Turn it off.
What if it's an emergency and he's got to run out the building?
It's not. The fire alarm people in the building are telling you that there's an elevator out.
Exactly that.
So, I mean, my hatred for snakes goes back to the 1980s, the hairband white snake.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
No,
come on.
Understandable.
Here we go again.
No, wait a minute. Elvis.
No, I don't like snakes.
White snake, the band name, is a euphemism for penis, so you can't hate it.
Is it really?
It does.
Yes.
So happy pride.
No. You know what? The penis is too important to be compared to a snake. I'm sorry.
Well, that's where the name comes from.
While we're on the topic of snakes, I was going to save this as a surprise for you, Danielle, but I'm going to just say it right here. Yesterday, I saw the cutest electronic remote control snake. In my Instagram, I guess it was just shopping. It was in between videos. I saw cats playing with this thing, chasing it around.
Oh, how
so
cute.
Danielle, I ordered and sent to your house
a
green snake so your kids could actually play with it, and it slithers all over the place. And you, in the videos, they show cats going nuts for it, like the red laser.
I want you
to get this when it comes to your house. It's going to anonymously show up, not anymore. And I wanted to see some video of your cats interacting with a slithering snake. It moves like a snake. It slithers like a snake, and I can't wait to see. So I'm just letting you know.
Oh, that was very sweet. Thank you.
You're welcome.
They'll appreciate it.
I hope so. Elvis. Even though Elvis hates snakes. But
I don't like snakes.
My dad hated snakes. Oh, my gosh. And I always said, did something happen with a snake? But I don't think anything really happened. He was like, one like maybe popped up out of the bushes.
I used to catch them when I was a kid. I'd let them go. I just wanted to hold them. But I used to catch snakes. And one crapped on me once. That was an interesting experience. But beyond that, there was no problem.
Everybody always says, oh, well, that's a good snake. Well, how do you know? Like, it's too late. Like, for example, I know this snake that was on my back porch is a good snake to have around. I've read all your DMs. I understand he's a good one. But when you come into contact with a snake, you don't have time to go, okay, wait a second. I need to talk to you for a second. Are you a good snake or a bad snake before you bite
me? You have to be trained. You have
like
to be trained.
Witch.
And then there's the snakes, you know, with the triangular head versus the round head.
Yeah.
And then what's the rhyme? Red and black, friend of Jack, or red and yellow, harm a fellow. Like, I don't have time to go over all this shit when I see a snake.
Right. So the best thing to do is just leave it alone. It's not going to try and enter your house. It doesn't want you.
Yes,
they're not hunting you.
No, he did try to enter my house. He was laid up against the sliding glass door yesterday afternoon.
Well, yeah, you're right. The air conditioning. They
just
do want to come in.
Froggy.
It seems like snakes would not like air conditioning. They like heat.
I thought they liked a cool, dry place.
No, they like every time we see one outside, Amy wants to put the for sale sign up. She thinks they're coming into the house to strangle her at night.
They are.
That's extra.
She's correct.
They are. I'll tell you why I hate snakes. When I was younger, we had a lake house, and very, very hilly area around the house, whatever, and copperheads were everywhere.
Ooh. Oh, that's not good, though.
A very, very venomous snakes, a very venomous snake, rather. And then one day my dad said, you need to get out there and mow the yard. I said, you can't mow this yard. It's hills and rocks. A lawnmower wouldn't work. God do it. I'm like, okay. And sure enough, not one, not two, three. I hit three copperhead snakes.
Oh, hell.
Of course, thank God I lobbed their heads right off.
Oh, my God.
So all you saw was a head fly, then the remainder of the snake going.
No.
Oh, my God.
And tell your friends.
And I went inside. I said, you know what? No. I'm not going to mow this yard ever again. And because I'm afraid of them. I don't know if they're safe
or
not safe.
You are
the
famous copperhead snake slayer that I heard about.
Elle, you should have went back to your parents with the head, both the snake, the head, and the body, and be like, this is why I'm not doing this ever again.
Exactly. Here we go. Exhibit A. What about in Brooklyn? Brody, did you guys have snakes in Brooklyn? Other than the crazy snake guy that went to all the carnivals.
Well, that's just it. I was going to say, they love street fairs, and they must love Zeppelis, because anytime you go to a street fair in Brooklyn, there's always some muscle-bound guy with a boa constrictor on his neck, and that's why I hate snakes.
And there were other people wearing snakeskin jackets in our neighborhood.
It's usually that yellow boa constrictor, too, right?
Yeah,
they always have that
yellow
one. Yellow one.
That's why I hate snakes. That's why I hate people. What are you doing? Yeah. Put that guy away.
Snake. I've never seen a snake live, ever.
No?
Never, ever?
You just called it.
I always think they're going to be slimy, but they're not slimy.
You have Nate in the next room. That's as close as you're going to get.
Can we get Reptile Matt to bring a snake in for Scary to see live?
I would love to see them. I like the way their tongue comes out of their mouth. It goes,
that's where you get it from, right, Scary?
Oh, God.
I love that.
Snakes laugh?
Scary, when you were a kid, didn't you have those little snakes, the little black pellets you would put on the curb and light them on fire? And they would, remember those things?
Yeah.
Those were called snakes.
Those are not snakes, by the way.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Black snakes.
Yeah.
But they're not. They're not snakes. They're like little things that catch on fire and ooze.
Thanks, Scott.
All right.
So,
this has been great.
What?
Don't we have a game ready to go?
We're waiting.
So, you ready?
Yeah,
I thought we were finished. We're not finished.
I thought we were going to talk about lizards.
Talking about snakes.
We got 5 minutes left.
Oh, sheesh.
Oh, cool. Quick round.
All right, quick round.
Nate, who just walked into the studio?
What?
There's some random person just walked through. I mean, that's why
I
I'm like.
That's Josh Martinez.
What is a random
person? Oh, he's got a long beard.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Let's Joe Martinez. He's the most amazing radio guy on the planet Earth.
No,
that is.
He's also an old friend, but I haven't seen him with full on beard.
How good of a friend?
I haven't seen him. Yeah.
Very, very good.
Scary
friend.
Tells me he hangs out with him all the time.
I didn't recognize him.
He's on social media.
Scary doesn't notice details.
Dude, he's got a long beard.
Okay, well, here we go.
Yeah, that's yesterday.
All right. Froggy, who in this Zoom room masturbates the most?
It's not true. Seriously.
Yeah.
Him. No, it's not true.
Him.
It's not true.
How do you know? You don't know what everybody else does, to be honest.
All right, well, let's ask Scotty B. Who do you think?
In this room?
Yeah.
Brody.
No.
Yeah. And why do you
definitely Brody? Because nobody
Scary.
Ever touches it.
Right. Brody has.
Oh my God.
Brody has
no, Brody
on
says
this
that.
Podcast several times how he hasn't gotten action in years.
Yeah, yeah, he didn't say Brody. It, but we
Scary,
can't say it back
me.
To him.
I don't even want to touch me.
Oh Jesus.
It's not me. I can assure you.
Okay. Brody.
All right. Okay. We're learning a lot about each other.
Actually, you know, it's got to be Sam. I see those pictures.
I oh, mean, yeah. I got nothing to say against it.
Okay. Yeah.
Sam does vibrator commercials.
Yeah.
Maybe I do.
All right, Scary.
Yeah.
Who is the most out of shape? Go.
Wait a second. You gave me that question because you wanted me to say me.
Yeah. I want to know your opinion. Who do you
think
is
Brody.
Most out of shape?
Poor Brody, man.
I guess I should start masturbating and burn off some calories.
Good plan, Brody.
Get those,
Brody.
Get those muscles in your
get
right arm going.
In your arm, bro.
All right. Oh, sorry, Scary. I'm in much better shape than you.
Get your cardio up. Oh, my God.
This is going well.
Okay, yes.
Okay, Brody.
Yeah,
who
Scary.
Is the worst
Scary.
Dressed right now?
Scary.
Who's the worst what?
Dressed.
Breasts?
Dressed.
Right now.
Right now.
Scary. His shirt's gonna fit.
Oh, he has nice shorts on, though. You can't see those.
I have a great shirt on. This is a record.
Is that your brand new vintage t-shirt?
It's one of them.
Wait, that's a
yeah.
It looks like a flower.
I am not the worst dressed. Sorry.
Who do you think is, Scare?
No, don't throw it to me.
He's going to say yeah. Brody, I can tell you right now.
You're right.
By the way, if anyone would like to be my new co-host on the Brooklyn Boys podcast, take an application.
Oh, Elvis.
Okay.
Yes.
Who is the biggest pessimist in this room?
You.
No.
Oh, no, without doubt. No, I'm not kidding. You, Nate, no offense, you are the most pessimistic person in this room.
Oh, my gosh. I
would have said Brody, but that's...
Oh, my God.
No, you really are.
Right.
Sorry if I'm speaking the truth.
Snakes. All right. Talking about snakes again?
Danielle, who will get the least butthurt during this game?
Scary.
Me.
Scary.
Exactly.
Because you can say anything about Scary, and he lets it roll off, and he
No. That's not what happened when we talked about the shirt a second ago. He seemed very upset about that.
Yeah, but 5 seconds from now, he forgets
it.
I'm
Teflon guy.
Yeah. If Scary was really upset, he'd tell you
Goldfish
how much you paid
guy.
For it.
Okay. We've got a minute and a half left.
I got some better questions. You ready?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Out of all of you, who... in this room is most likely to drunk dial you at 3 a.m.
Elvis Duran.
You, Elvis. Yeah.
Elvis Duran.
Yeah.
When's the last time I called anyone at 3 a.m.?
When was the last time you called anyone?
Maybe it was 3 a.m. It was like 1 a.m.
Who in this room is most likely to show up unannounced at your house?
Scary.
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 Yep.
No way.
Yes, you would.
In a good way. You just like to have fun, and you want people to come have fun with you.
Uh-huh. Who in this room gets really competitive and would do anything to beat a small child?
Sam.
David.
Sam.
I knew you were going to say me.
David Brody. Yeah.
Whatever.
It's definitely me.
Okay. On the other side, who in this room would most likely be the one to take one for the team?
One Ooh. What?
Oh, one what? Yeah.
That's take not what I did. You, who out there would actually
I
sacrifice
feel like Elvis,
it?
Because you've mopped up a lot over the years.
Oh, yeah, you've had to do that, too.
I was going
to
say Froggy with me.
Yeah, okay. I can see Froggy.
Fair
I can see Scary.
No, Scary throws everyone under the bus.
Oh,
who in this room would take
too.
A shortcut while running a marathon?
Scary.
Scary. What
was Scary doing at the marathon?
He would take an Uber.
Exactly. Who in this room is not at the marathon?
They must have put velvet ropes at the marathon. He couldn't even get it.
Got him.
Wow, these are all turning out to be scary. Who in here would most likely be the one to use the boss's card to buy everyone lunch?
Scary!
Yeah.
But to be fair, it was Scotty B that made us do it the other day, and then I got charged all that money for the freaking breakfast because Scotty came in and said, Elvis buying us breakfast, right?
It's all I
Elvis.
Never would have used his card, though.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
It's kind of funny to me, and we learned this on the show today, where we as a family know each other so well, we know we can get away with almost anything and say anything we want to each other and get away with it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When people hear us do that, they get so offended. Oh my God, this is so uncomfortable. Yeah. How dare you talk to each other like that? I need to believe that everyone out there who has great relationships with people are able to do that kind of thing, to give each other shit, you know?
But that's the thing. We can do it. But if anyone else picked on Scary, we're like, dude,
yeah, we'll kick your ass.
Oh, yeah, I'll kill you.
You cannot pick on Scary.
Yep. But that's family, though.
Insult them.
Yeah.
No, I would let people insult Scary. I'm coming.
No way.
Nate, why are you telling us to wrap up? Right? And Nate's like, we got to get out of here. Wrap up.
By the minute?
We're always over. It's fine.
We're over.
Are they charging us?
I don't know. Nate has this. He's got ants in his pants.
I mean, the name of the podcast is the 15-Minute Morning Show.
Yeah.
Today's Wednesday.
We've done 4-minute, 15-minute morning show podcast, by the way. So the name
and
really.
And Froggy, you're going to remind us to do an 11-minute one tomorrow. So
right, because we've gone over this time. So we have to be even on our time. Right.
No, I think we should stay here all day.
And just like this.
30-minute morning show.
A 15-hour morning show.
What is the Elvis podcast going to sound like? What are you going to talk about on your podcast?
You had a podcast.
All right. Well, I could stay here all day because I happen to like, you know, hanging out with people who support us, but I guess we should let it go.
I happen to like the listeners. The rest of you hate them.
Yeah. I'm looking out for the listeners, and the rest of you can just go fuck yourselves.
Oh.
All right. Well, we got to get out of here. Nate's antsy.
Bye.
So, go get a haircut, Nate.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Nate. Bye, everyone.
See ya.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.